ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके,
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that Baba was already waiting for me. Baba said, "Come, child. Who else has come?" I said, "Baba, everyone has sent lots of loving remembrances." And Baba started smiling. There are some children who say, just give their remembrances and say, please give our remembrances to Baba. And others who come in their subtle form and are present in front of Baba. Today Baba has actually invited everyone to the subtle region. So as Baba said that, I then see that many sisters and brothers are emerged in a second in their angelic form. Baba is giving very loving drishti to everyone. Baba said the children are making good efforts. And then in front of each child, tapasya container in which the tapasya fire burns, that's what emerged in front of each child. And the children sat in groups and they were looking at their kund, at their tapasya fire. And for some, the flames of certain fires were very bright. And for some, it was like a fountain of fire. For others, it was not burning so brightly, but it was just medium. So the first type was just like a storm of fire. And the second was a bit medium level. And then the third type of kundo, the container where the fire was burning, it was a very small dim light. But it was a very beautiful light. It was looking very beautiful. So Baba was looking at these three. Baba said, at the present time, according to their efforts, according to their love, they are engaged in very good tapasya. But there are some children who are bringing aspects of entanglements, entangled situations within their tapasya. So they feel they're doing very good tapasya, but that is actually emerging a lot of storms. Tapasya means to be away, distant from any kind of situations or problems. When you sit in your tapasya, you should not bring any other problems or other thoughts into your mind, otherwise there will be more thinking and less attainments. There are also some children who are engaged in very loving tapasya, and they are also attaining something or the other, but they're not able to spread the rays, the power of that tapasya all around. They haven't reached that point where that they have attained a lot and they're able to give sakash to souls sitting in far distances. And in the third scenario, where there was just a small light, Baba went and stood in front of that very small but beautiful light. So a very gentle fountain emerges from the fountain of light emerges from that light, and it was spreading out different colored rays. So wherever those rays of light were spreading out to and reaching, those corners were also, fountains were emerging in those corners as well, and they were, it was spreading from one to the other. And it appeared that there was greenery, there was abundance, there was a decoration of light all around, just that all stemmed from that one beautiful light. It was a very beautiful scene. As though there was a lot of decorations done in light all around. Baba smiled and said, this is that tapasya that is done on the foundation of one strength, one support, and based on one stable stage. So tapasya that is done in that way spreads such powers, such attainments, such experiences, and that instigates a lot of transformation within the self and for others and for the five elements, and gives the experience of transformation in the world. The children have to make their stage stable, ekras. Let there not be any fluctuation in one stage. Transform that fluctuation, make it so powerful and focused, concentrated. So storms will come. The storms do come, but those who have a stable stage, they will be able to transform storms into fountains of energy. The storm will come, and with the power of light, you'll be able to transform it into strength, the power of love. So what is needed within your tapasya now is to make your stage very stable, to not be scared of storms of maya. Stay in Baba's company, remember one support, one strength. Transform storms into fountains of energy. Baba then gave lots of loving remembrances for everyone. Everyone is making good efforts. They are lost in that love for one. They are also having good experiences, but sometimes, from time to time, they start swinging in the swing of situations or get entangled in other matters. So according to the time, do not swing in that swing of situations, but create a very stable stage. I then offered bhog to Baba, and then shared remembrances on behalf of the Madhuban Nivasis for the soul of Kitab Singh Bhai. Baba then emerged the soul and then said that this child was dearly loved by, he was a tireless server in the kitchen, but continued to be light and always was always smiling. He was always cheerful. He made others happy. He was very harmonious in his service with others. So he maintained good relationships with everyone, and he continued to do his service. So the child always had a thought, today I want to cook this for the family, this is what I want to cook the family today. So he was very, very light internally, and he just flew away like a bird at the end, carrying his fortune with himself. Baba then offered bhog to Khitab Singh Bhai and then asked him if he wanted to share anything. So Khitab Singh Bhai said, just as my service companions always make Brahma Bhojan in Baba's remembrance, may they continue to do that and continue to fill it with power. The Laukik family is anyway with Baba, and so I am carefree. So let everyone be carefree on my behalf. You continue to receive blessings from Baba, so just continue to accumulate more and more. He then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.